Just recently, it was suggested for me to give my testimony. I was slightly horrified. It was one thing to prepare it, and definitely another to deliver it to a room full of faces with eyes looking directly at me. I'd much rather be one of those faces with eyes looking directly at someone else. With God on my side, what have I got to lose? I grew up in a family of four children, with two older brothers and one younger sister. We used to attend a Methodist church in Gilgowie, about 25 minutes by car from our farm. We regularly attended church, which was every second Sunday. I never really understood why we went to church, only that it was about God. I'm sure I heard more about God, but never understood the point of it all. About the age of 12, I found myself in Sunday school helping out with the little ones, which was far more interesting. I used to live with an older lady for most of my school days, or school years. She told me that you didn't need to go to church to believe in God. Well, I knew that I believed in God. I also knew by believing, I grew up believing that if you are good, you will go to heaven. And if you are bad, you will go to hell. There seemed to be a criteria to being good. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Model good moral behaviour. Respect your parents. Respect your elders. Doing as you are told, as far as they knew, and so on. Church had lost any appeal that might have had, and as a teenager, I seemed to go less and less frequently. Once I joined the workforce and had a bit of a social life, I really did not think about going to church. Only occasionally, I would go with Mum to the Gumbar Church, held once a month. The older ladies there were lovely, and we would share lunch. Yum. Still, I just thought of what my needs were and enjoyed life. I met Mitch, and we started dating. Everything was fantastic. During one Saturday late afternoon walk, Mitch suggested we attend a Christmas service at my church, which I only attended this one a few times. It seemed like the right thing to do. On another occasion, much later, Mitch suggested we attend his church. We left having no desire to come back. We didn't seem to have any religious differences, even though he grew up as a Catholic and me as a Protestant. Getting married was like a fairy tale that came true. Our vows were for better or for worse. It was definitely going to be for the better. We seemed to want the same things. Life was pretty good. The time finally came. We were married for about 3 years, and my first beautiful daughter, Candace, arrived. We made plans for her baptism. It seemed to be a traditional thing to do it early. I had sewn a gown for the special occasion. I had one child. Everything was great, but hectic. A short time before her baptism, the minister of my church came out to see me. How lovely. He offered me a list of choices for the event. Each one had a meaning. Well, I chose the top one. It seemed to be the best one. He did mention the commitment of taking your child to church regularly. I could handle that. It happened. She was baptised. I went to church here and there. It seemed hard getting one child ready and going to church and driving in. Candace was nearly three when I decided it would be good for her to attend Sunday school. My cousins were running it, and it would be a great catch-up. I was pleasantly surprised by the warm welcome I received from people that I didn't know. I remembered my commitment I promised at baptism, so I started taking her regularly. After all, it was good for her. About this time, Mitch decided to come with us to church and miss golf, which was pretty big. Everything seemed perfect, but I had some fears. Somewhere along the road, I'd been told some horror stories. Fear of the world ending, fear of pain and suffering for me and my family, And on top of that, will I really go to heaven? And what did I have to do to get there? Having these fears, I felt burdened. I listened to many people about their faith journey and bent their ears along the way. They told me how important Jesus was to them and how happy they were. I wanted that joy, that confidence they had. It was as though they were on another planet. One day, I decided that I would try reading the Bible that Mitch and I were given by the minister for our wedding. I had considered the Bible just a history book. As I took the Bible out of my bottom drawer, it made a noise like ripping contact off a book. Pretty bad. You could see the rich red colour of my drawer on the back of the Bible. It was definitely making its first appearance to the outside world. I dangerously opened the Bible to just anywhere, and out came, God's pet hate is gossip. What is he trying to tell me? My cousin and I were talking on the phone one time, and after bending her ear for quite some time, she asked if I would like to go through a prayer to become a Christian. I accepted, and she took me through a prayer. There, she said, you are saved. I really didn't feel any different. Perhaps I was expecting something big to happen. She suggested that I read the book of John, and I did. From then on, going to church had a new flavour. The sermon given in church started to have impact on me. I had read some of these things. Jesus' words were for me personally. Candace was definitely not the only one benefiting from going to church. I still had struggles about being accepted by God. Do I pray enough? What else do I have to do to draw closer to him? I definitely still had some fears. During this time, I had three more beautiful babies, Jared, Thea, and Ty. And still, I managed to get to church. With each child, it seemed to get easier. I worried less and less about the state I was leaving the house in. I was asked to join my first Bible study. Mitch didn't mind. Yeah, whatever. I went for about 3 years and really enjoyed it. Learned heaps, but can't say I retained heaps. But I can say that I grew and realised the need for Jesus in my life. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for all my sins. I had better start accepting it. That burden that I was carrying was draining and useless. It wasn't helping and served no purpose. I think back and reflect on all the people God had used to share their stories, give pep talks, encourage, and teach the Bible. I'm obviously very slow, or very blessed to have had God send so many people to cross my path and point me in the right direction. Unlike my husband Mitch, who claims to have had a 4x2 across his head, I can't say an exact time when I became a Christian, only that it took some time. God's Holy Spirit doing the work in me. Now that I am a Christian, I still continue to grow through receiving great, challenging and encouraging sermons each Sunday, Bible studies, prayer, reading the Bible and sharing with other Christians. I am truly blessed with all my needs met. A stronger marriage because God's at the head of it. A husband who trusts in Jesus and 4 children who are growing and love learning about Jesus. I mentioned earlier about the burden of fears that I was carrying. It was draining and useless. It wasn't helping me and served no purpose. It doesn't matter what I do. I cannot win God over by anything that I do. I recently read a book written by a minister with a title saying, "Nothing in my hand I bring, and that's it. There is nothing I can do. All I have to do is trust in Jesus and what he has done and leave everything to God." Well, whatever fears I had left were gone. I would like to add, if there is any one of you who has not accepted Jesus yet, I would like to encourage you to consider him, because he has changed my life for the better and made me more complete.